Chayle Amo Yisrael. The goal was Leifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. It's not true. The best hospitals are in Chutz La'aretz. The Goyim have very chashuv hospitals. Leifei Chayle Amo Yisrael. Everyone. So the Chasam Sefer told him, I don't know what you want. When we wake up in the morning, we say, Roif v'chol basor, mafli lazretz. We also say, Roif v'chol basor. So when he went out, Talmidim said, okay, so now the kash is even sharper. So, one of shach, Roif v'chol le'amo Yisrael, Roif v'chol basor. So he told the other, the chorus, Be'etzem Hashem is roif v'chol basor. Shmonesra, the Gemara says, B'pnei ma'refo'einu be'brocho shminis, b'pnei milo shenitno mashmini. Ha'ainu, when Chazal metaken refo'einu, they chose the eighth brocha, because every kid needs a refo'einu at least once. Every guy maybe will never be sick. Although everyone is once, every kid is once sick. When he makes a bris milah, he's sick. So when they shtar the refo'einu, they shtar the fechoy le'amu Yisrael. Brocha shmimitz. But be'emes is roif v'chol basor. The guy left completely. Talmid said, Rebbe, you drain him out. But the ma'aseh, what is the answer? Toshtet roif v'chol le'amu Yisrael, toshtet roif v'chol basor. You told him ahead of him, he didn't have what the answer. But we're asking you. So he said the pshat is by the goyim is roif v'chol basor. Hashem decides, for example, someone will be sick for 5 years. In 5 years, they find the medicine. Boom. Be sick for 2 years. In 2 years, boom, they find the medicine. By the yidden, a guy could be sick, and I will machen tshuva, and I could ishbocho be merape him in the middle of the machen. Roif v'chol le'amo Yisrael. Roif v'chol basor. When it finishes, he's merapi. It's no rikwi when they're sick. Hashem makes it like that. By a yid, a person could have a matzav that is not shayach. Kodesh Baruch Hu helps him. There's a bacher that called me up 4 days ago. His first name is Avraham. I can't say his last name. Especially he didn't come today, so I'm not saying his last name. He doesn't deserve it. Yeah? He called me up Monday. And messed up with his ticket. He only has a ticket for Monday. He said, this man is starting. You have to come back. He says, it's not shaykh. I said, call the Shabbat relation. Try to get a new ticket, then kiss it all. So the kid said he called me back, but his father was $1,600, $2,000 a new ticket, he couldn't change it. I said, you have to make your status. You tried to call the travel agent, have the details, have anything. I don't know. I said, I know you don't have the money, but you have to come back. I can't again. There's no excuse. I called him back. I'm so sorry, you know, we don't have it. We don't know what to eat, man. I pulled down the phone. Yesterday night, he shows up at this marriage. That's from Malaysia. I didn't ask him. He spoke to him. He said, you're not asking how I'm here? I said, I told you to come. I don't know why to ask you how you're here. He said, but I told you, we can't afford it. I said, okay, so tell me your story. He said, so I had a doctor appointment yesterday at Ravi. I went down to Manhattan. I was walking in the street. And I meet a friend of the family. His name, I think, is Eli Patech, something like that. And I meet him in the street, and he tells me, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Manhattan? It's not a ticket story I had by him. I can't afford it. He says, if I buy you a ticket in 5 hours, you're on the plane. He said he wanted to say no, but he couldn't say no. He said yes. The guy on the spot bought a new ticket, paid the whole ticket, was on the flight, sent him with a taxi to the airport, and he came back to Yeshiva. on a person, so he also gained a free ticket, yeah? But his name is Avram, I can't say his last name. But find out now. If a person decides, by a yid, it's not musik, it's not shaykh. A person is sick, he comes, I need to be better. By the going is roifech al-basr, it's not miracles. The man is not chasim seif at all. It's made by us, we say, roifech al-basr. The halacha is, after the yoledes has a baby, she has to bring a kol. So the yoledes that has money, tovi keves ben shnosei le'oilo, uben yoino toyu lechadis. The griboi zoish toyas ayoledes. Vim loisim tzoy hodo yedese, velokho shnei soyu imu shnei bne yoino, echod le'oilo ve'echod lechadis, v'chiper oleo ha'kohein v'toyim. So she brings shnei toyim, פרק יודבייס פוסק חס. אחד לאוילו ואחד לחדוס. וחיפר עליה הכל. And this פוסק is one of the hardest פסוקים. We learn in פרשס ויקרו, in פרק ה', everyone knows. והבי יש השומוי, אשר חוטו, Sirizim lechatos. Chibur al chatosoi. Rashi brings there, bring down, we bring chatos koidemes le'oilo. Chatos koidemes le'oilo. Rashi brings down moshol le'brakli somo moschoite. Doime lechak le'brakli kshechoto. If a person has a chet, you bring someone to come to mechate. And after his mechate, you bring the korban. In the Rashi inside. Perek Hei Posuk Ches Vehikriv Es Asher Choto. Lechatos rishoino. Chatos koidemes le'oilo. Chatos is every time before ha'oilo. Le'moad over doime. Le'praklit she'nichnas le'ratzois. Ritzo praklit nichnas doi. Someone does a aveira. First you send someone to say sorry. After you fix up, then you give a present to become friendly back again. So the Loshon Apostle Perigei Pasuk Ches Ve'heviyos Isabel HaKoyen He has to bring Ve'hikriv es asher Lachatos Rishoino Ze bono binyan avzot Begmorin Menochas Lefzadik Chatos koidemes le'oilo Mosho le'praklit She'nichnas le'ratzois Ritzo praklit Nichnas dor Everyone knows this Aloch Our parsha ואם נשים צו יודו ידעיסה, ולוקחו שני סוירים או שני בנו יוינו. אחד לאוילו ואחד לחטוס. פרק טרשי. לא הקדימו הקוסוב אלו למקרואו. Means to read it. The way you say it, it says אוילו בפור חטוס. אבל להקרובו, חטוס קידמס לאוילו. כך שונינו בסבוכים בפרק כל התודה. כך שונינו בזוכים בפרק כל התורה. כך לא הקדימו הכוסוב אלו למקרוא. So Gemara, the Gemara in Zvachit Nach Tzadik says it. But does it cash? Bono bin Yanav Chatos Koidemes La'oilo Bechol Moko. And by us, the Pasuk says, Ve'ikriv Echod La'oilo Ve'echod Lechatos Lo'ikdimo Akosu Ve'lo Le'mikro. So every Meshver, Yigvaldik Epshat, Avada, the Gemara says, Chatos is Koidemes La'oilo. But Lemikro, the way to read it, the way to say it, we have to say the oilo before the chatas. Why we have to say the oilo before the chatas? A person has to have a sheifa. A person has to have a sheifa. What is a sheifa? He wants to go very far. There's an order how you go. They say someone came to Valojin, Chaim Valojin, but a bus. He bought his son and said, Rebbe, I want my son to be a Elech, a Yid, you know, Kevei Haiti. Chaim Valojin told him, no. I remember when your father bought you to Yeshiva, he said he wants you to be the God Lado. He came out the Elech HaBalabas. If you want your son to become an Elech HaBalabas, I don't know if you'll be a Shem HaShabbos. A person has to have a she'ifa for very far. If he has a she'ifa for very far, hopefully something will come out of it. When a person comes to bring a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has to start to know, my she'ifa is not just to say sorry. My she'ifa is to bring a korban oilo, oilo is l'ratzois, to become close to Beir Oilo. This is my she'ifa. To bring the korban, to become close to Beir Oilo. Avada, the Seder HaDvorim is first chatos, you have to clean your chet. And then you bring oilo to miskarev to the Beir Oilo, to become mantel to the Beir Oilo. But when you say it, before you start to bring, you have to speak first about the oilo. The plan is to get to the oilo. The order is chatos. Shaila is okay. It's Mali. But why here? Why Punkin Parshas Tazria? Let this pasuk to be somewhere in Parshas Vayikra. And it will be a spiras of psukim, it will be an answer. The Talmud says, when you have a yoledes, she has a baby, we want to teach her how to bring up the family. How to be mechanech the mishpoche. We want to mechanech, how to mechanech the mishpoche. How to raise up the family. We tell her, lemikro, yoledes. Talk to him already. Chazal said that, what's his name? Meshua Bechananya, Ashri Eladetoy, that his mother will bring his crib into the Beis Medrash. When a kid is a little kid, he has to hear the whole time. Talmid Chochem, Talmid Chochem, Lemikro, Talmid Chochem. So Avada, the order is, you take him to a playgroup, and you send him to a camp, and he runs after a ball, and he eats a piece of chocolate. Avada is a system. But he has to hear, and we're waiting for you won't be to be the big tzaddik, the big Talmid Chochem. You tell him only a tzaddik, because I'm a tzaddik, because I'm a Talmid Chochem. A lot of people have a mistake. Hopefully be a big tzaddik, yeah? They're killing the kids. Yeah? You want to be a big Talmud Chochem, which can tzaddik. Talmud Chochem is a tzaddik. The kid, what you plan, this is what comes out. Halfway. Yeah? So halfway tzaddik, you know, so nishtay on nishtay. Yeah? You say, we cut off from the tzaddik, you left with a little yud. A blind naid, yeah? Blind naid. Who is that a blind naid? Want him to be a Talmud Chochem. Tzaddik and a Talmud Chochem. So the Velt has a olive. Chachon has a very stark olive. Why Rashi is in the Yoledes Aniyo? As Hashem, you see, Parshas Shavua, we have two Yoiletes. One is rich and one is poor. The rich brings a kevis. Le'oilo, ben Yoil Lechakos. The Aniyo brings shtei toirim, echad le'oilo ve'echad lechakos. Rashi shtelts on the Yoiletes. Why the Pasuk is not in the Ashira? But the truth is, in the Ashira also, some people say, forget, but the Aniyah is more important. The Ashira, she for sure can tell the kid, Bez Hashem, we'll get you a Chashu Chavruze, yeah? But the Aniyah, we have to tell him also to have the plans. But the truth is that also in the Ashira state, Keves min Shnosri le'oilo, u'ben yo'ilo betol le'chatos. They also says oilo before chatos. So first is, every Yoiletis has to have this Yisoy. But the Ore, as we daven Yashu Zayim, I'm not saying we'll say now our answer, so why the Rashi is on the second time and not on the first time? Why Chazal, when they have the Sfiras of Pesukim, that the Chumash Vayikro Perikei Pesuk Ches Shei, Ves Asher Lechatos Rishoino, Zebono Binyanav Shechatos Kedemis Le'oilo. In our parasha state, Oilo Kedemis Lechatos. And for the Rashi and the Gemara and the Zvachim of Tzadik, let me call. The way you say it, it says first. Let me call, it says first. So we said a shtickle day, why? That you have to have the Sheifas, especially by Yoiletis. But why Rashi and the Gemara are shtelling? And the Yoiletis are Neo, and they're not shtelling, and the Yoiletis are Shiro. So this is Chachom, it says Chidushim. And welcome to Gemara, it's against Gemara. You have to know what is exactly the answer. What was the why? Then let me call. Something different shot in Rashi. The pasuk is mamsh. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon odom ki yeboir besoroi se'eisu yisapachas ve'baheres ve'oyo bo besoroi le'negat soras. Ve'uvo el Aharon ha'koyen ve'roa ha'koyen es ha'nega ve'raboso ve'sor ba'nega ve'achlobon ve'roa ha'koyen ve'tima ha'isoi. ואם בהרס לבונוי, ורואה הכהן ביום השביעי, והנה הנגע עומד בעינו. ליפוסה נגד היפו. Another 7 days, ורואה הכהן ביום השביעי, והנה קרע הנגע. ותהיה רואה ישראל. That is the post. And then the pasuk is mamshich again. Veroa koyin v'imikisan atzoras es kol b'sori kulo yofach lobon. Then the pasuk is mamshich. This is Mare Odom. We have three Malis, Odom, Mgodim, and Baris. Stam. Nige Odom, Nige Batim, and Nige Mgodim, and Nige Batim. Chazal say, even that the order is Odom, Mgodim, Batim, Chazal say really that the order that is what happened to a human being was Batim, Beged Odom. It was a nigga in the house, you did tshuva good, if not it came to your clothes. And if not, it came to the person. Foshim say we have connected at mezuzah. So in the batim, tefillin is like beged. And we have a bris mila, three shmiras that a person has. The mezuzah, Talmud says, mishi yeshloim. Mezuzah bepisloi, some say that it's tzitzis, it's connected beged. And tefillin is connected goof. Some say tefillin is like begging, and mila is connected goof. But we have mezuzah bebischoi, tzitzis bebigdoi, tefillin beroishoi, einoi choyte. These are the three shmiras that a person has. And connected the three shmiras, mezuzah, tzitzis, and tefillin, a person has nigi bati, nigi bgotim, and nigi aguf. And when the pasuk says v'abeged kiir beitzoras, v'hoyu anega, v'roa agoyin es anega, v'yoyim ashvi. V'roa koyen achrei huchbas es anega. It's in Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Nun Hei. V'hine loy hofach anega es einoi, v'anega loy poso tomehu bo esh tisrofel. The nega stays after they close it and they close it. V'roa koyen achrei huchbas es anega, v'hine loy hofach anega es einoi. So the Poshut Pshat in Pasuk is, Rashi explains, they had a Nega, I'll read a Pesukim to say. V'hoyo ha-Nega, v'abeged ki'ir b'nega tzoratz, b'shti, b'erev, v'hoyo ha-Nega yirakrak, adamdam, green, red, v'roas ha-Koyen, v'izgiroi. And if it goes bigger, tzoratz, V'emira v'lo yiposa ha-nega. He closes another 7 days. And again, lo yhofach ha-nega es einoi. It stayed. Tomo uba ish tisrefen. So the Lashon HaPosuk in Perik Yud Gimel Posuk Nunei, it's one of the biggest Yisoyles of Parshas Negoi. V'roa ha-koyim es achri huchbas es ha-nega v'hinei lo yhofach ha-nega es einoi. So Rashi. It didn't become darker. Then the pasuk says, "V'im roes akoyim, v'im ikua." Then it's good. But if the nega loy hofach es einoi, if the nega did not become darker, it's common. So a person had a nega, it stays still 7 days, they close it again, it's again standing 7 days. So it's tome. So the Lashon HaPosuk, Vehine loy hofach ha-nega es einoi. He didn't change his eye. So Rashi, he did not become darker. So all of the Mefoshim asked, what is these words? Vehine loy hofach ha-nega es einoi. Vehine loy hofach ha-nega es einoi. So the Shem Ephraim from Rav Ephraim Margolius brings down, it's brought down from the Ari HaKodesh. Nega is Nun Gimel Ayo. If you read it backwards, it's Oinek. Tzoras, Tzadik, Ayim, Reish Tov. It's the same letters in Atzeres, Yomtev. This is brought down something. It's just falling, that every time you close the Nega for 7 days, as was Zayin HaShabbos in the middle. Person comes to Shabbos, he could be attacking the Holy Yoni. We have time, we'll go back to that. Something of Ephraim Margolius. A nega is not something bad. Why? It's terrible. I have a nega. You know, it's a famous Gemara, Rab Amram Chasida. We don't understand what it means. It's more on the end of Kiddushim. Rab Amram Chasida was they freed two shvuyos, two girls that were kidnapped, and they didn't have where to put them. They were chashash, v'yached them, so they put them on Rab Amram Chasida. It was shaylef in yichud, so he put them in the second floor. It was like a special ladder to go up to the second floor. And the ladder they put down, so like this. In the middle of the night, Rav Amram Chasida got up. We don't understand the Gemara, and I'm not going out to try to explain the Gemara. And he picked up this ladder that you need 10 people. And he put it up to go up. Don't understand what it means. And he started to scream, Nuro bebeis Amram. Nuro bebeis Amram. There's a fire by Amram. The whole city came. You see the Rebbe with pajamas are climbing up the ladder. Omru le'talmidov, Rabbi, ki saftunu. He embarrassed us. We say we have Amos Talmidim. A bizarre. Omar Lehu Rabamo. Mutar Kasiftu Bahai Alme. Better you're embarrassed in this world from coming up to the Shamayim and finding out that you really had Aveir. It's even more embarrassing. We don't understand the Gemara. A person that doesn't have a nega, why is a nega? I want maybe to go back a little bit. Chazal say, Bodot Yeshiv Michutz Lamachne. It comes on Avon Lashon Hara. Tzoras comes on Avon Lashon Hara. Why? You made a person that no one will speak to him. You cut him off all of his friends. So we want you to be on your own. Someone down to Rav Shema, they said that someone was offered a position to be Rosh Hashiva, like someone at the end of the world left. And we came to ask Rav Shema if to go or not to go. I'm saying, I only saw part of the details. So he told him, I want to be with your wife. She doesn't have what to do there. He said, I'll get a special phone. She could speak the whole time. So Rav Shema told him, a phone doesn't make a person not to be lonely. You think the Mitzvah can't speak from the phone? When he's Mechutz Lamachne, Stami could speak. He said, "Stami, even we be a cell phone, we Stami the Mitzvah could take a cell phone." Yeah, the Torah was given even to the time there will be a cell phone. Not only to the midwood, there was no reception. Yeah. So he said, "Al kolchoch, even with a phone, you call lonely." He said, "Lama shem esek punk today cell phone of shame." I see exactly what he was saying. Mikol mikol. So they say over a mice. That was two seminary girls which were going in a bus. And I was thinking about the friend that just got engaged. And they said, such a terrible girl, such a terrible girl. And he got a witch. And he will pass, you know, like this. No one talking, you know. Peter, they get a tap on their back. And like, oh, the lady, she says, I really appreciate. No, she said, I'm pushing the mother of the chassan, now I know to break the shidduch. No, we never meant it, we just meant like a joke. She said, no, I understand you. I really appreciate it. I should feel this bashar that I sat behind you. And I really wish the world, I would not say your name, but I managed to feel my shock. She started to cry, to beg her, don't do it, we don't understand, she's the best girl. She said, there's nothing what I could do about it. I'm really sorry, but I managed to feel that Hashem put me to sit behind you. You know, I heard it so mamish, I wanted to save my son. So they were crying and walking after her half an hour in the street. The half an hour, she told her, I'll tell you the truth, I don't know even who is this boy. But I just wanted to show you what is the krach of Lashon Hara. People don't realize how much it could affect. You know, this week in Maisa, someone was about to get engaged. And he called someone from his family. And this person was so busy from the family, you know, his kids were leaving to Israel. He's asking him, what do you say about your niece? You know, we need to know. So he told, I don't know him so well. Ah, the family doesn't know him so well. She's an aunt, she doesn't know him so well. And they broke it off. That's what it looks off. This lady now is saying Shiva Mamish, what she did to her family. And I know who wants to talk to her in the family. This is the Krach of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a Chet Noyo. Now, in our days, we're not Zoychet in the Goy. Why we're not Zoychet? We're a Shpachet Dor. Miriam, she just thought it came out right away. In time of the Misamigdosh, it was not like, not everyone was Miriam and Leviya that had just. It came out, eventually it came out. We're in a such lower Madrege, it doesn't come out to us. So we are luckier, or we're not lucky. Baruch Hashem, we talk and nothing happens. Maybe no one talks here. I'm a Kohen, but I didn't see the Kohen, yeah? No one talks here. I know myself some people that talk, yeah? So I'm asking you, are we lucky or are we not lucky? We're lucky? We're lucky that we're not on the going? We're not lucky.
But we'll come up to the Shemayim, then we'll go in Madir. I have a whole shayla. As a halacha, he shomer b'nega atzaras. You're not allowed to take off atzaras. You're not allowed. Chofetz Chaim says in Shmiras Haloshim that it's a azore to someone that speaks Loshon Hara. Because the halacha is zomer. I'm sure everyone did the lavim and the esim, the Chofetz Chaim. Not one bochur that didn't do it. And I can't say everyone finished, but the lavim and the esim, I think everyone did once. No? Near the bed, everyone has a Chofetz Chaim and one shlav in his life, trying to do it. And one of the lavim is Yishama b'nega atzaras. So now today we have the new dir shum Chofetz Chaim, Shmiras Haloshim. So they bring down the shayla. Today is no tzaras. So why would someone speak Loshon Hara? Is there even any Yishama b'nega atzaras? And one of the Zbegim the Chofetz Chaim brings down that is a tzaras, we just don't see it, but the tzaras is there. The nega is there. When we would come to the Shemayim, the nega is there. The nega didn't disappear. No, what? And that day, they were lucky. They were lucky that the nega came out and they knew what to do and they knew how to do tshuva. A person gets a nega, he realizes what he did, he does tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper his chet. So the nega is be'etzem ha'oinek. It's a kaporet to the person. Just not every time he understands that the nega is ha'oinek. Not every time he understands in his life that the nega is ha'oinek. But when he understands that the nega is ha'oinek, then he has a kaporet. Then he has a kapora when he understands the nega is a inik. The motion. Esav didn't go down to Mitzrayim. We went down to Mitzrayim. We're the lucky, or Esav is the lucky? We're the lucky. And we suffered. Baruch Hashem, we probably saw. This is what we did 2 weeks ago. We're so happy that we went into Mitzrayim. The ones that didn't go into Mitzrayim didn't come out of Mitzrayim. Vehine ha-nega lo yhofach es einoi. If the person did not understand yet that it's ha'oinek, thank you Hashem for the message, I'm changing. So he stays tomei. When he will become tomei? When hofach ha'nega is ha'oinek. When a person changes ayin from nega to ha'oinek, then he becomes tomei. When he understands that he has to do tshuva, that he has to be miskabel, then he's zoiche. When he's not Zoyche, when he doesn't understand that. Chofetz Chaim was Moisif in the Hasborah. So the Yisrael is the Ari HaKodesh, that Negas Teva is Oynik. That Loshon Hara comes from Ayin Ro. And it says, Be'etzem, Ubo al HaKoyim, before she went down, Kol HaMegoyim Odom Roye Chutz Min Nigei Atzmo. A Kohen could say everyone else is Megoyim, his own Megoyim he can't see. So the Mefoshim explained that it's also a cloud. A person could see every Chisoron and every different person. And himself, he never sees the Chisrayim. He's the best person. The other person is a Ganeb, Bal Taive, Bal Mashchis, Bal Gaive. The other person, he sees all the Chisrayim. They say that the Shlo HaKodesh, he took a Moichiach, a Balagole. Why a balagole? At least they kept a Talmud Chochem, we'll tell you. Says a Talmud Chochem looks at the other Talmud Chochem, but he sees that he knows Shas. He sees, he can't see the Chisroinus. The Poshta balagole says, Herzachayim, you're balkoved, you're balgaive, you get too angry. The Poshta Yid looks at the Talmud Chochem with Poshta glasses, he could see the Chisroinus. A person only sees Chisroinus if he has a bad eye. If he has a good eye, he doesn't see Chisroinus. Such a Baal Chesed as a person. He's trying so hard. He really wants. You see, Alamo the Pyramid call, Alamo their kid is the best. Sag the Chofetz Chaim, Loi Hofach es Einoi. If his eye stays a bad eye, he will stay Tomei. when he will understand to start to look on people with a different eye. And this really stinks when we start in the beginning of Parshas Metzora. The lokach lemetayel shtei tzipoyim chayos tohoyrois ve'eitz erez ushnisto ilas ve'ezek. Zogt Rashi. Lefi she'anegoyim boim al gasus haruach. Gaive. Tzchaim says, ein ro ve'ein gvoy. Balgaida looks on all the people down. He has to take Shmitoi Laz Ve'ezri. Mata Kantoi Yashpil Atzmi Miga Avosri Ketoi Laz Uche'ezri. Mashpil yourself. Freg the Mizrochi Nesif Sechachomim. So he takes it as Erez, Shmitoi Laz Ve'ezri. The Kasha is obvious. What is the Kasha? Push the Kasha. Gaide, so they got, what is smaller, Tila Hashani or Ezek? What? I'm not sure. Warmer, I don't know. Decide what is less and take that and go together. Do the time. Why he takes Etz Erez, Shni Tila Hashani, Ezek? Why did he take two? So some of us say, the Rambam says, you know, when you want to change Midas, you have to go to the extreme. So like you have to take two against one to break it. But what the Mefoshim say, it's more from that. He has to do two things. Tila Shani is the worm, is the smallest animal. Ezoiv is the smallest grass, but it's doime. To break Gaive is made from two zachen. Very tall and very pumped. You know, sometimes a guy is about Gaive. He smells from Gaive. But you know, he doesn't look like a Bal Gaive. Sometimes the Bal Gaive not only smells from Gaive, he also dresses Gaive. Walks Gaive. Acts Gaive. The way to break the Gaive is Tuzach. He also has to inside himself stop to feel that he's the best person. And also an act. Also in acts. Not to magbia himself. So this is the takone. So I'm saying again, we have to know, we're in a generation that we were not zoiche to have negoyim. I know it would be very embarrassing to have a nega, but I'm sure people will wash their mouth. Yeah. Someone call you shidduchim, you speak something, but tomorrow morning you wake up, a red spot on your head, yeah? People will not answer the phones. But it doesn't take away from our job. It doesn't take away from our avodah. That is hofach es einoy, first to understand that the yisurim that Hashem gives us is for a reason, it's to metaken us. And then the lokach etz erez ushni doilas ve'ezri. Sai the gaiva beguf, sai the gaiva benefesh. And to metaken these two zachen be'ezr Hashem, who are bizrich etake, to mechaper and the other.